Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Suppan. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff D'Amico. And now, play ball. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garcia-Para hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Valentin moves to third. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vina hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nilsson strikes out. Hatteberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nilsson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatteberg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. D'Amico fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia-Para is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. Hatteberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Franco out. One out. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Burnett's. The throw from Hatteberg and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suppan juggles the ball. That's an error on Suppan. Jackson moves to second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin moves to third. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett's is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett's hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garciaparra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Vina. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Vina steals second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cirillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Vina scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordero strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Waston now pitching. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnetz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Levis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a pop-up into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Dunn pinch runs for Jesse Levis. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dunn moves to second. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kelly Stinnett now catching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Davis now pitching. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. Two outs. Jim Corsi now pitching. Jeff Houston pinch hits for Darren Jackson. Jeff Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Houston now playing left field. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg bunts, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Jones now pitching. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Vina scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Mark Loretta pinch hits for Gerald Williams. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Banks pinch hits for Kelly Stinnett. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.